You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, tribulation's coming. Why? I thought I did a pretty good explanation of why people don't really want to hear the reasons. But so if you missed yesterday's show, it's posted up on the internet and you archive there and you can listen to it. But I'm not going to go through that explanation all over again today, because those that would hear it yesterday, it's going to be kind of repetitive and boring for them. So let me tell you why out of the pages of your own Bible. Leviticus 26:14 says, "But if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments," all, that's right, not some of them, all, verse 15, "and if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant," but I got to stop here for just a second. Most of Christianity says that they're in a covenant relationship with God. But God just described how you break his covenant. You do not obey all of his commandments, all of his statutes. You abhor them. This is what the religious leaders teach people to do. Oh, that's a burden. Oh, that's harsh. Oh, that God of the Old Testament. Oh. That is the key to happiness, success, contentment, and love. And the religious leaders teach all of the people to hate them. When you hate them, like God says right here, you're violating his covenant. If you violate his covenant by not keeping his laws, then you're not in a covenant relationship with him. It's just that simple. Verse 16 of Leviticus 26. "I also will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it." Boy, if that isn't going on now, what a problem we are experiencing even in the last 2 or 3 years because of the COVID pandemic, the suffering, the cancers, the diseases, the deaths. Deaths are skyrocketing in this country. Talk about sorrow of heart and wasting disease. Talk about sowing your seed in vain. We go to work, we work hard, we earn the money, and the money won't buy anything. That's sowing our seed in vain. Verse 17, "I will set my face against you and shall be defeated by your enemies." Never have we been closer to that since World War II. "Those who hate you shall reign over you, and they shall flee, and you shall flee when no one pursues you." Boy, the people that are ruling over us today hate us. We're useless eaters. We're serfs. We're there for them to control, the elite. We are experiencing the curses today that God says he will heap on us because we refuse to keep his commandments. Most of the people out there love God. So just do what he says. Keep his commandments. And if your religious leader is telling you not to do that, run as fast as you can, because he's lying to you. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.